You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I don't know if I've watched you do the news in almost a year.
I know, right?
Is it pretty much a year?
Well,
I mean, 11 months?
Yeah, I've been set up in that room next door.
And yep.
Now you brought me back in the studio.
Well, I got to see your face.
I can breathe your air again.
Is there any? Is there any reason for us to stay further and further apart since we've all already had this?
Yeah.
It is a little weird, right?
Oh.
Okay. It's a lot weird.
Yeah. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
No. I do not want to do that again.
Sucked ass.
Yeah, that was horrible. That was bad. For me.
Interesting. Yeah. So, what was your biggest thing? What was your biggest symptom?
I had a fever that would not go away for
just
a week.
Relentless.
I was in bed.
How high?
It never got that high.
No.
It just, you know that where you don't
grinding?
Feel good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just felt terrible. I went to bed Friday night, not last Friday, the Friday before that,
right.
And I did not get out of bed except to pee until the Friday after. Like, I just didn't get up.
Oh my
God. I couldn't. Eric had to bring me water. Like, I think on Wednesday, I got up and went and got a glass of water on my own.
Oh my God.
And then stumbled back to bed. Like, oh, I had no energy. I just felt like.
Sucks ass.
Yeah. And you know what? I had a symptom the Tuesday before that, right?
Okay.
So I was like, oh, and then for 4 days, I was like, well, this isn't that bad. I can do this. Like,
I wondered about that because we were texting then.
And we even talked on the phone. I called you just to show you how good I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And yeah.
One of our rare phone conversations, actually. Yeah,
yeah, right?
No, it's
well,
true.
People don't talk on the
text.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Somebody calls you, you pick up.
Because, yeah, right?
Oh, my God. What is happening? Are you all right?
I just called to say I'm great.
Yeah, I know.
Like, this isn't so bad. We can totally do this. And then, bam.
See, that's kind of how mine went.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was I was in here sick, and I went and got tested, and it was negative, but I was sick.
Oh,
it was
a
false negative.
Oh, yes.
And so what are you going to do? So I had aches and pains. And,
I had
and
that too.
Aches
yeah.
and pains and kind of chills
okay.
for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then I realized, well, if it's not COVID, then I might have something seriously wrong with me, like some really horrible disease or something.
I need
and
to go get this
I kind of
need
to know.
Yeah.
So I went back and got another test, and then that time
anal
it was
swab.
Positive.
No.
Anal swab, yes. No. Yeah. As a matter of fact, and turns out that my provider is a former MMA fighter, so he wore those tiny gloves, you know, the half glove with the padding, like the whole hand, doc. Ah! Yeah. Went and got the anal swab.
Dude, I would have at that point. Like, I didn't care.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Do whatever, you fix me in some way. I eventually went to the doctor because you can't have a fever for a week. I mean, I could make it go away with Tylenol,
no.
but it would just come right back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I eventually, after 10 days, the day that the CDC was like, hey, you're fine to go out into the world. And I was like,
as oh. long as.
Yeah.
Right.
And I went to the doctor that day. And,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What'd
they
tell you?
Took me out. Well, because I couldn't get up and take care of myself, I was dehydrated too, on top of everything.
See,
and all the sweating and stuff.
Yeah, that's
so.
A problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, they checked my labs. They were like, hey, it looks like you're at the end of this. Not much we can do for you. Take some Tylenol and sleep and drink some water and you'll be good.
I didn't even call my doctor. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, at this point, I probably know as much as anybody else. You know, all of us do.
You know, that was rough. My mom started to freak out after you know, a week of having a fever. Stressed out. So she called. Like the hospital, she was considering trying to make me go to the hospital. I mean, I kind of got it at that point. There were a couple times where I was like, do I need to get some help? I didn't have pneumonia. It was nothing in my lungs.
Thank God.
It was all in like just feeling like poop.
Just crap.
Yeah. And so my mom called around and had me on the line with like a nurse at Sentara and stuff.
Oh,
I
really?
Mean, yeah.
Wow. Good for you guys.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice that they were able to accommodate you.
They
too.
Do. They provide a line actually that you can call and you can get information if you don't know what to do and you need some help. You
oh,
know?
God bless.
So it's through the Sentara. I think she called through Sentara Princess Anne or something. But
okay.
She got me the number and she did all the legwork on that because I was just
that's
like,
good to
I
know.
Can't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's only so much you can do. And here we are.
Here we are days later. And
hi, everybody.
All of a sudden it broke and I'm. Yeah. I'm
and you're
okay.
back.
Yeah.
Good to see you. All right. Well, it's 5 minutes after six. Why don't we do some news and find out what's happening out in the world this morning?
Yeah, because I do have an update on Tiger Woods. So
okay.
Speaking of being in the hospital.
Yeah.
Also, that rain TikTok video, I'll tell you about it. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. $1.3 million for a car accident. $3.5 million for a commercial truck accident. Accidents do happen. But when one does, call Huffman and Huffman, the brothers-in-law, at 422-HELP. So he was lucid. at the scene of the crash, and they're saying no evidence of impairment. Tiger Woods was seriously injured, though, when he crashed his car yesterday morning. This was in L.A., and if you saw the wreckage, you know why authorities say he's lucky to be alive.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says that at around 7:12 a.m., police responded to a single-vehicle rollover crash near a resort, which is south of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrived on the scene, they found Tiger lucid. They found him responsive, trapped inside his SUV. They had to use a pry bar, an axe, and several other tools to free him. They actually pulled him out through the windshield. No one else was in the vehicle. The call that came in sounded like this.
Traffic collision in the LS now. Person's trapped. Sheriff on scene. Vehicle on the side of the road.
Now, authorities say they do not suspect Tiger was under the influence of anything, which... oddly, is like one of the first things you think of because of the arrest a couple of years ago.
Was it
an arrest? He was arrested, right? Yeah, I remember the video going around.
He was arrested and he was glazed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't it prescription drugs and something else? It ended up not being intentional.
Right, sure.
Like an interaction of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And, or driving on Ambien or some weird thing like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Right,
and of course,
exactly.
Obviously, when the wife beat him down the driveway with the 3-iron.
Yeah.
His truck ran into the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Well, no under the influence this time, which is in all the headlines. So
right.
Weather was not a factor. The first officer on the scene described Tiger as calm and able to identify himself. Though I did read an NBC article that said he was likely in shock, and that's why he was so calm. Which you would
be
in shock if your vehicle flipped that many times.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
It does sound like speeding is a factor. The LA Times reported that Tiger was, quote, traveling at a high rate of speed and lost control of the vehicle before crossing the center divider. He reportedly struck the median, went across two opposing lanes of traffic, landed several hundred feet from the road, hit a curb and trees, and the vehicle rolled multiple times. He did not appear to brake during this. After losing control, he first struck a sign that said, "Welcome to Rolling Hills Estates." As the sign suggests, the roadway is both hilly and curvy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's kind of creepy sounding when
right?
he's in this horrible rollover accident.
And it's Rolling Hills Estates.
Hills,
yeah. It's known to locals as a dangerous stretch. It's unclear how fast he was going. The speed limit there is 45 miles per hour. One officer said that since it's downhill, they see a lot of people going like 80 miles per hour.
I did hear at the press conference that it appears that he was traveling at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
And now, like you said, there's no brake marks.
Right. Tiger was wearing a seatbelt, which certainly saved his life. Mm-hmm. He suffered significant injuries, though, to his right leg. He received emergency surgery from trauma specialists at UCLA Medical Center and included the insertion of a rod into his lower right leg.
Yeah.
Multiple screws and pins in his foot and ankle.
At 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision. The sole occupant was Tiger Woods. They did not see any evidence of impairment, anything of concern.
Upon arrival, observed one person trapped. The Holligan tube, which is used for prying, and an axe was also used to pry the person free from the vehicle. The person was packaged at the incident in stable condition with serious injuries. They were transported to Harbor UCLA Hospital.
Okay, so that's from the press conference yesterday.
And he is healing from back surgery.
Yes, he is.
In this,
other cars were involved in this accident, but a car that had slowed down to see what was happening, was struck by another vehicle. Just a minor collision. Nobody was hurt in that one.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff's department said it could take up to several weeks to complete the investigation. According to Golf Digest, Tiger was in California for a 2-day shoot for something they were putting together for Golf TV.
Mm-hmm.
He had hosted the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational as well, just outside of L.A.
All right.
During the broadcast, Tiger talked about how he wasn't sure he'd be back on the course because he's recovering from his 5th back surgery.
Yeah.
Which he had in December. He said he hoped to play at the Masters in April. That was his last public appearance. The day before the accident, he was shooting stuff for Golf TV with Dwayne Wade and David Spade.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
David Spade's just such a random name to drop out of there. But...
And then he was on his way to meet Drew Brees and another...
Justin Herbert, LA Chargers quarterback.
Yeah.
There's talk he was supposed to be at the course at 7:30 a.m., and he was running late. He was staying about an hour away. He had just left before 7 a.m., so that may have been why he was going a bit fast.
Perhaps.
Someone at the resort where Tiger was staying said that he took off fast. Somebody said that Tiger's vehicle almost hit him on the way out.
Oh,
but here's something weird. TMZ has some surveillance footage of Tiger. Tiger driving about 5 minutes before the accident, and he didn't seem to be driving exceptionally fast in the video. In fact, he was in the slow lane, and he was behind a minivan. However, that will charge you up, you know, when you get stuck in the slow. Yeah, you're out on the freeway, and on the way to work today, I was behind two 18-wheelers, which is fine. You know, they're doing their thing. It's just me and them on the road. But getting off the exit behind them, behind two of them, they go a lot slower.
Slowing down and slowing down. And you're starting to get here.
Yes. It's my first day back in a while.
Come on, man.
I'm stuck behind this 18-wheeler. It does rev you up a little bit. But according to a statement from his spokesperson, this is the last thing I have on this Tiger thing. As of last night, Tiger Woods, age 45, was awake, responsive, and recovering in his hospital room.
All right. Well, there's nothing really to be said.
Yeah.
So when you hear this, with all respect to Tiger and everybody, do you not think phone or some weird distraction of some sort? I mean, not even a chance to hit the brakes, apparently. I mean, that really is. Didn't they say he hit the median, and that's what started the truck tumbling?
Lanes,
and
the curb, yep.
Yeah, bizarre.
Just went over it all.
Yeah, and you're driving in a place that you probably don't know that well,
and
honestly.
It's this dangerous rolling hills roads.
And it's not your car. It's the car from the golf tournament, because it says so on the side.
Oh, yikes.
You know, the SUV.
Yeah.
It's a Genesis Hyundai, whatever the golf tournament was. Yeah.
Yikes. Well, I
just hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this could result in the end of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, or at least the end of his ever being competitive on the regular tour again, maybe as an older guy.
Sure.
When he hits 50 or whatever and plays with the seniors from the front tees or whatnot. But they're putting rods and things in your legs. This is pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. Rod Fitzwell was telling me about, like, the bone and... Which sounds like such a weird sentence to
Rod.
Well, he just came
you about
by my studio this morning and was telling me about the bone, but about because he understands it. He's been through some of that with like the bone.
Well,
the
with
rods.
His fingers,
So I know he has a he.
He's
can
got he's got metal in those fingers because they were broken inside and they wouldn't join each other. The ends.
Yikes.
Yeah,
that is painful, man.
Sounds painful.
Well, in the news around here, who wants a COVID update from the governor? I hear the collective eye roll on it.
Yay!
Tenure Side says Governor Ralph Northam and the rest of Virginia's emergency support team are scheduled to give an update on COVID-19 and vaccination efforts. It's going to happen at 11 a.m. today. We'll get the update on our restrictions as well because they're set to expire this weekend.
Right.
They were put into place because of the holidays, a lot of the restrictions we have right now, trying to predict if we'd see surging cases from, you know, gatherings from that. Although the 10 p.m. cutoff for alcohol sales has been in effect since November, so I don't know if that one's going to be changing or not.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on. The weather's getting nicer.
Hey, maybe it will. Maybe. Maybe that's what it'll say.
It's going to be near 70 today.
I know. It's sunny outside. Dude.
Take your kid out.
Who was
have
it?
Fun.
Somebody was like, you were, I think it was one of my neighbors who was like, you were sick during the right week because it was raining and cold and nothing but that entire week.
Yeah, it was like the background of the movie Glengarry Glen Ross the entire week.
I didn't see a second of it, so.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Meanwhile, we did hear from Fauci with the masks through 2022 this week. Well, there's a lady in Kentucky who got a tattoo back on March 4th of last year. And the timing on this is important. You remember March 4th of last year?
Right.
The tattoo she got said, quote, courageously and radically refused to wear a mask. Now, she meant it metaphorically. She didn't mean it like an actual mask.
Oh, really? Because this happened before anybody was wearing masks?
Yeah, it was March 4th. So the pandemic then happened. And once the whole anti-mask thing became a thing, she said she has now spent the entire year wearing long sleeves to keep her tattoo covered up.
I got this tattoo. I've wanted it for a couple of years. Basically means like, you know, being true to yourself and real and like not pretending to be something you're not. I got this March 4th, 2020, and it says, courageously and radically refuse to wear a mask.
Yeah, well, she needs to meet the laser tattoo removal place around here.
Yes,
maybe we can set her up. On March 6th, Kentucky announced their very first case of COVID-19, by the way. So it was just a few days before that.
Send her up to erase the canvas.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then finally, with trending videos, there's this video on TikTok blowing people's minds right now because it reveals that the chance of rain in a weather forecast does not mean what we all thought it meant. Like 30% does not mean there's a 30% chance we're going to get rain. That 30% is based on the chances that it's going to rain multiplied by the percentage of the area that will get rain. So like math in this, I know.
Okay, math. Yeah.
There's while her video is taking off on TikTok, there's a meteorologist who jumped in on this and he explains it better than I can. Okay.
Probability of precipitation, or POPs as we call it for short. It's a pretty simple equation. Confidence times coverage. Okay, most often this is used for coverage. So let's say that I'm 100% sure that 30% of the forecast area will see at least some measurable rain. Then I'd forecast a 30% chance for rain, right? Basically, to boil it down, if you stay in one spot all day and there's a 30% chance for rain, then you have a 30% chance for rain. If you move around a little bit throughout the day, your chances will go up. Important to remember, the percentage has nothing to do with how much rain falls. You could have a 10% chance for rain and still end up with flooding if you get caught under a rogue thunderstorm. Now, it also doesn't really help that a lot of different meteorologists have different definitions, but this is the actual technical definition.
So if a meteorologist is 50% sure there will be rain, that'll cover 80% of the local area, that would come out as 40% on the forecast.
All right, so later in the show, we'll invite TV 13 meteorologist Craig Moeller on to confuse us even more.
Please.
Yeah. And then we'll discuss our mutual love for cheese.
Which,
by the way, came out on the good list yesterday.
Oh, the good list?
Did you read this?
No.
Oh, that it's totally not harmful.
Nice.
Totally not fattening.
Good.
And in fact, maybe helpful to certain diseases and lifestyles. Yeah, totally good. You can eat cheese safely.
Good, all
this
right.
This is what we learned on yesterday's show.
That is an important takeaway.
Yeah,
so.
It was a good take.
Yeah. Well, around here today, we got sunny skies. There's not even a chance of rain in the forecast. A high in the upper 60s near 70, a light and variable wind becoming south, 9 to 14 miles per hour this morning. Clear tonight, a low down around 45. Sunny and 49 is your high tomorrow, so not quite as warm, but at least the sun's going to be around. Right now, we're at 35 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, there we go.